Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A resident of Knightsbridge Road in Carlingwood is bringing Winterlude to his neighbors this year. For the past 6 years, Scott Deutsch has made a tradition of bringing life to beloved pop culture characters around the holidays by building snow sculptures in their likeness. Deutsch is employed with the federal government and has no artistic background. He says the annual endeavor is a hobby that started with building snow forts with his kids when they were younger. But he continues to build elaborate and lifelike displays each year to bring a smile to his neighbors' faces.
Well, it's been a process of trial and error. I started largely by making snow forts for my kids when they were little in the backyard, and their stability and how they evolved, and that I just decided I could try to turn that into a sculpture. Maybe about 6 years ago, I tried the first one and had a lot of time on my hands and tried a lot last year. Yeah, and it was pretty neat last year to watch it become a bit of a walking destination for people in the neighborhood. And even this year, I've had people tell me that they deliberately walked down my street after the big snowfall hoping to see something. So I didn't want to let them down.
Deutsch built his first sculpture about 6 years ago and has been receiving positive feedback from his neighbors ever since. He says that last year the hobby was what kept him busy during winter lockdowns that forced many to work from home. Deutsch says his kids used to help by shoveling snow for him, but now they're quietly amused by the annual affair and act as part of his creative team. Deutsch says his neighbors are always vocally appreciative of the sculptures and even offer their insight once in a while.
I think they're huge fans. Some of them tell me which ones they like and which ones they don't. My immediate neighbor always volunteers to blow his snow into my yard so that I have some extra snow to use, because it does take a lot. People stop by and take pictures of it, and there's, you know, a bunch of little ones around it smiling this morning, so that's nice.
Due to a lack of heavy snowfall this year, Deutsch has built only one sculpture so far, a large depiction of Dr. Seuss's Grinch. In past years, Deutsch has included a variety of popular animated characters in the display. He says he has some new ideas this year, which he thinks the whole neighborhood will enjoy.
Last year, I made a very huge, large Donkey Kong. It was probably somewhere around 12 feet high, and I have a picture of me standing on top of it. Well, that one was really fun. Probably the most popular one, I think, at least with the children, that I did the poop emoji two or three years ago, and I got many excited little children for that one. I was thinking of Gary from SpongeBob this year. He's always popular, at least with the kids, and I thought maybe a Godzilla destroying a snowman village would be good as well, but we'll see how that one goes. I'm trying to pick stuff that's a little more lighthearted and that all ages will largely recognize.
Deutsch says this seasonal hobby has been uplifting not just for him, but for the whole community, especially during the pandemic. He says he looks forward to the next heavy snowfall so he can keep building on his display. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.